Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy. Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and I hope I have some people joining me for my show. It's been a while since I've done one on Blog Talk Radio, but I feel it's time to get back and get connected more to people. Today I'm talking about the new moon that's coming up this weekend, what you can and cannot do with it, and any other aspects of this nature. New moons are always about starting over, making intentions. Whatever you want, it's a good time to manifest it. And this new moon being in Gemini is very powerful. A lot of things happening. So keep that in mind, that this is the time to set forth things. You know, many times we get dulled down by life or beaten down, but, you know, it's a time to embrace the new. I have written my article on the new moon as well as a video, but the article, you can read the ceremonies or what you should do, like what sacred elements to have with you to perform, use to perform on the new moon, to connect to everything, both spiritually, physically, and mentally as well. So I see there are some people here in the studio. Whoops. And I'm going to go over and remember, it's been a while since I've done this program, so bear with me as I try and connect us. Okay, I am doing my best right now. How do I do this? Okay, I'm connecting to caller area code 205. Are you there?
Hi, I am here. Thank you for taking my call.
And who is this?
My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Well, how are you today, Patricia?
I am well. Thank you so much for asking.
And are you excited about this new moon coming up?
I am excited about the new moon. Claiming to manifest a couple of desires that I do have. I'm very excited.
I know. Good. Your energy sounds really good. Just, you know, I don't have anything to go on, but I'm hearing your energy. And it's very good, very powerful. And I feel that if you put your intentions out there, you're going to see something back very strongly. I really do feel that. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm going to look up something here on who your main archangel is, because doing any type of ceremony, it's always good to connect to your archangels, whoever they may be. All the angels are available to us, but certain ones resonate better with zodiac signs, if that makes any sense at all.
Yes.
Great. One second here. And by the way, have you ever read anything or heard of me before?
I have not. This is the first time hearing of you.
Well, that's why I'm going on Blog Talk again. I used to, 13 years ago, I had a show for over a year. But I stopped because it was just becoming too much. So I'm thinking of going back because it's very competitive in today's world. But I've been around doing this work on the internet for over 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So check out my website when you get a chance, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. I've written 12 books, one audio book. I have a lot of information on my website. So check it out.
I sure
okay?
will. Yes.
All right. Well, let me give you some of your main archangels. You have actually two that are connected very strongly to you. Archangel Uriel. Have you ever heard of Uriel?
Yes.
Yeah, and Uriel works with the ruby ray, and the main focus that Uriel can have in your life is about your path and your soul mission. So if you're wondering where you should be going, this is the angel to ask and expect an answer. What I'd recommend is writing out your questions, especially about you wanting to know about your life path, your soul mission. Write it out. And on the new moon, read it out loud to Archangel Uriel. And even for symbolic sake, you could plant it in the ground as a symbol of growth, expecting growth. Those things may sound weird, but, you know, this all gives us, it gives us more of a visual of what we're doing. That's the importance of it. And that's why I'm suggesting it. The other archangel who I just adore is Cassiel. Cassiel to me is the comforter, the big teddy bear that you will hold you in his arms and comfort you when you're feeling down, when you're feeling low, or just need love. I always find Cassiel to be that one. So you've got some really heavy angels there with you. And you can manifest what you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
So was there a question you had? Because I do have other callers I'm going to have to get to.
Yes, please. I just want to know what you see when it comes to love. I have not been in a long-term relationship in about 5 years, and part of it was healing, and the other part was school, and so now I'm ready, and I just want to see, what do you see as far as a life partner?
I will, just one moment. I want to address Wanda. I know you're waiting. I'm not sure on connecting. I'll be with you in a minute, Wanda. This is my co-host here. Anyway, can I get your birth date?
Yes. It's February 6th, 73.
Okay. Like you say, a long time. This is going to take work. It's not like it's going to just boom, pop out, and be there. And the first thing you need to do is contact the Archangel of Love. The Archangel of Love is Shamul. And if you go to my website, up in articles, one of the first ones under angels is about this Archangel of Love. Because if you ask for the right person to come in your life, trust that it's being worked on, it makes things a lot easier. And believe me, these things do work. The angels are there and trying to help us. We got to have a little faith and ask. That makes sense?
It does.
Pardon me. And I feel that you could manifest this within the next year. Excuse me, I got a cough here. But I feel within the next year. But if you try doing it on your own, you will find it more difficult. Ask for assistance, and you may be led to do something different than you've ever done before. Trust it. Go with it. That's how you'll meet Mr. Wright. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So it's not off the board. It's just you're going to have to approach things different. Number one, the Archangel. Okay?
Okay.
Anyway, I appreciate your calling so much, and please check out my website. And I will be back doing these shows again. Hopefully, I'm going to try to do it 3 times a week. Okay?
All right. I very much so appreciate the message. And I love you. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Sweet.
And many blessings to you. Thank you so
much. And just to let you know, I have about 500 videos on YouTube on every subject. So you may want to check those out. Okay?
I will. I sure will.
Have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, Wanda, are you there?
I am.
Hello.
I'm sorry I'm
Hi, Wanda.
Party.
Oh, that's okay.
But here
hey,
I'm here.
I'm glad you are, and I'm sure you heard me speak with the lady. We have somebody else waiting, but I was talking about, so a caller, please hang on there. I'm talking, you know, about the new moon and what we can do. I'm sure you heard parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to read through my article on this?
I did. It's a good time. It's a good moon. aren't all the moons good, really, but...
Yes,
yeah.
All of them. And, you know, this is in Gemini, which is always very active. So there's a lot we can manifest and make come forward. That's why I was suggesting that to that lady that called in before.
Yeah.
You know, trying to do visuals, anything we can. You know, it's a hard world. There's a lot going on. Many people are feeling beaten down. That's why I'm always pointing to the angels, because they can lift us up when we're under the ground, so to speak. And anything you want to add there, please do, and then we'll take the next caller.
What I wanted to add is that all that stuff, it's just distraction. It's just distractions, things that focus you, take you off your focus, take you off your path, or wherever you're supposed to be going. And I speak from knowledge as someone with the attention deficit issue. I mean, it's a challenge just to keep focused throughout the day with so much stimuli that the world gives us on a, I would say, minute-by-minute basis.
Well, you know, you're bringing up attention deficit is really a good point, because I think it's more on the upswing than ever before since this pandemic. People are more in that mode. It is just overwhelming. That's why I have found this year especially that there are more suicides than ever. And I have people contacting me this past year more about wanting to commit suicide than I've ever had before in the entire, you know, 17 years I've been doing this on the internet. So it just shows the state of mind of people. Pardon me,
I think it also reflects I think it's a great reflection of the human consciousness. I mean, I think the world, it feels a little off kilter at this moment in time, which is why we all always need to get back to love. I mean, that's ultimately what we've kind of lost sight of, because I think there's way too much focus on the hate stuff and what divides us and why we're different, as opposed to what unites us and brings us together, as not as just Americans, but as human beings. So
absolutely,
that's my crusade.
As human beings. You know, and tuning into love is tuning into God, the angels. That's where you can get that love energy. Whatever God means to you, I try to keep this without any religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but tuning into any sacred divine entity is going to bring you into the state of love and away from fear and negativity. It's so important to tune into these divine beings. They're here for a reason. And that's something that people lose track of, because they can't see it, can't feel it. It doesn't exist. And that's not true.
I think the most powerful forces in the unseen. I mean, how do we get from a little seedling inside our mother to this full-blown adult that can almost function by themselves?
Mm-hmm. Almost. It varies, but yeah, it varies, you know, on how people are dealing. But again, there's a change in the world, in the atmosphere, that has been very prevalent over the last 3 years, and working towards world love, love within ourselves, love to one another, you know, is critical. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. You know, showing a kindness to somebody in the supermarket, for example, that's spreading love. It can be simplistic, you know. It doesn't have to be something big on a grand scale. But it's what we do
in
our day-to-day life that really counts.
Mother Teresa said kindness begins with a smile. And, you know, I don't know how you feel about Mother Teresa, but she did some good stuff. But it's that simple. You know, kindness begins with a smile. And how hard is that? And when you smile, it just the physical creating a smile, this is certainly, I'm sure, a philosophy about the smile, but it just makes you feel better instantly. And when someone sees that and you share that, it's just, try it. Just try it. You'll notice. And let me
know if I'm wrong. No. And Mother Teresa had many brilliant sayings, but smiling, you know, again, let's say in the grocery store, back to that, a good example is just smile at someone, you know, and it shocks people. And sometimes they don't know what to do with it. pardon me, I've got asthma going on here today. But, you know, that smile can make a difference. That smile can make a big difference in someone's life who is feeling overwhelmed. So I definitely agree.
Just the creation of that smile, you'll feel different. Just creating that smile and passing it on. Trust me. When you smile, you just feel different. You can't smile and feel angry. Well, I don't know.
Well, there's an old song, "Smile and
You'll Test It."
You know, when your heart is aching,
yeah.
Smile. Written by Charlie Chaplin a long time ago.
I was going to say, why is Charlie Chaplin? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a great song. It's been recorded by countless people, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
to name
mm-hmm.
some, because it's a powerful song. Always about just that smile. And Chaplin understood that. Now, we do have this one caller, so I'm going to try to get to them.
Oh, sorry about that.
And
go to them.
No, that's okay. You'll still be on the line as far as I know.
I will be.
It's been a while since I've done blog talk, but I believe
we'll
all be connected. No, just hold on here. Okay, so I'm going to, this is area code 775. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California.
Oh, hi, Wendy. Thank you for calling in today. And how are you feeling with this new moon coming up?
Well, it sounds fascinating. When are we going to see the new moon? What day do you know?
It's June 18th. My full article on the new moon is on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. I believe somewhere on the radio program page is a link to my website, but just if you type in Cherokee Billy Spiritual Advisor, you should get to my website. And I do have an article, as well as on YouTube, I have a video on the new moon. So it's this Sunday on Father's Day.
Well, that sounds fascinating. I'll look up that information. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there a question you want me to look at?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm going through quite a bit of stress right now. I moved on April 30th, and I lived at that apartment for almost 7 years. And the manager from that apartment is not a kind soul. She's a miserable human being. And she sent me an email stating she was not only going to keep my $500 security deposit, she's billing me over $1,100 for miscellaneous charges. And I was able to locate her supervisor in the corporate office, and I forwarded a copy of that email, and I found quite a bit of information. I looked up the lease that was signed, and it clearly says if you've resided in the apartment 37 months or more, you owe zero for painting, and she's trying to charge me $750. And
right.
Today is the day she said she would turn me into collection if I don't pay. But Cheryl is her supervisor, and she said she would. She's looking into this. What's going to happen? Am I going to be taken care of? Am I going to be? Attorneys tell me that she was supposed to send this by paper, and she never included any receipts. I think there's a lot of errors on Marissa's part. So am I going to prevail? What do you see?
Yes, you are, plain and simple. You've got everything on your side. So you're going to come out of this better. I know it's nerve-wracking, but it is going to come out in your favor. What is your zodiac sign? I can tell you who your main angel is to contact on this. What?
Cancer the Crab, July 6, 1951.
Oh, I was born the same year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So, hey, we're sisters in that sense. My father was a Cancer, give me a moment here. And I'll tell you, your main archangel to work with. Hang on. Okay. One of the best, Gabriel, the messenger. Pardon me. Gabriel is the one you should go to. You know, he's the messenger. He's the one who told Mary she was going to have a baby, and he brings messages and he takes messages to spirit. So talk to him today. When we finish off this call, you talk to him, lay it all out to him, send it to him, and ask him to get it resolved. Trust him.
Okay.
Okay, that's important.
I will do that.
And remember,
and
this
also,
is always
something else
your,
happened.
Archangel.
Well, thank you. Something else happened. I forwarded a copy of my letter to the management, and I forwarded it to my sister just to get her opinion. And she said it was a very good letter, but and then she said that, and I didn't know this, that there was a very small kitchen fire impacting one of the cabinets, and she said it was very minor, but she sanded it and painted it. And unfortunately, it was copied to that property manager. She didn't understand. Anyway, that happened. So is there going to be any reference to that? If there is, we did have fire insurance at that time, but it was such a minor thing. That was years ago, and that was never addressed. So is there going to be an extra charge for that, or is it just going to blow over?
It's not going to be a problem because, number one, it was corrected. If it wasn't corrected, it might be, but it was. So there shouldn't be any problem. And, you know, from this point on, make sure you keep your emails private so that, like, if you email your sister or Joe Blow or whoever, that they don't know who else is getting it and to forward. Keep it private.
Oh, absolutely. Okay?
And don't reply all.
Oh, no,
exactly.
Yeah.
Don't
click
reply all.
You know, it was a human misunderstanding, and I love my sister. She didn't. When I said acknowledge, I was speaking to the pretty manager. My sister thought I was speaking to her, bless her heart. So, anyway, will I hear from the property management lady today?
If not today, by tomorrow at the latest. Just, you know,
okay.
Hang in there. It's going to be okay. And again, trust Archangel Gabriel. Pray, seek. You understand? You got to have a little bit of faith. And things you are being taken care of. And ask, and you will find that you will get what you are needing. You really will. It's going to be okay.
I believe that. I believe that. And I will look into that. Absolutely. So...
Well, I thank you very much for calling. I do have some other callers, and please listen to the show. And again, check out my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. Okay?
You have a beautiful show and a beautiful website. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And God bless you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Wanda, I really appreciate your being here.
Hey, no problem.
And why don't we give a little shout-out about you have a radio show you can tell people about real quick.
Well, I have a radio station, and the station is it's called Route 664. It's at route664.org, and we're all about philanthropy through the tax code 664, hence the name, yeah. And the tie-in, you know, I was a jazz performer, well, it was college, a college choir, but we did a lot of jazz hits, and we did Route 666. Yeah, that's it. So that tied it in for me. And it's also the road to human kindness. It's a great way to create great retirement income for yourself. And at the end of your life, instead of your money going to the government, it goes to your favorite charity, which is, you know, that's how we all take care of each other. So I love being a part of it just because it's a tax code that was put in 1969, and not a lot of people know about it. And if more people knew about it, one, they could build their own wealth and their family legacy. And I think building a family legacy, particularly in your community, because the 664 particularly can help your community. And the government – by my I guess our president is Les Winston, and his goal is to just decrease the national debt. And if everyone had a Social Security account, we call them a 664, you know, it would take the responsibility of the government of providing money to nonprofits, the charities, out of the government's hands and into the community's hands, because every community has different needs and the government can't take care of it all. And quite honestly, is the government capable of taking care of it all? So,
well, I think we should be responsible for ourselves in every way.
Yeah.
So I hope
people check out your radio
program. Where can they tune into that?
Route664.org. It's a radio station. We play great music, positive music that's from all different genres.
Yeah.
There's country music. There's some contemporary Christian. And then I go with contemporary Christian because I try to leave the condemnation out. No, I don't try. I do. There's no condemnation. It's just all about love. And
well,
some great music
pretty
from
much
the 70s,
what God is.
80s, 90s. If it gets your toes a tapping, that is actually my goal, to get your toes tapping. And then we have interviews with great philanthropists throughout the country, great nonprofits doing wonderful work. And if you'd like to be a guest on the program, let me know.
Sure.
Visit us at
we'll talk about
we
it
are
off
on
the air.
We're on all social media at Social Security. Go ahead.
Okay. I hate to cut it, but it's just the program isn't long. And there's still one more caller that I'd like
to
get to. So let's go for it here. This is 1 minute here. Let's see if we're connecting. Area code 630. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
And your name is?
My name is Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in and for listening today. Appreciate it. How are you enjoying the program?
I like it. I call Blog Talk Radio because it has a spirituality channel, and you can try to find another one, but you won't, not as good as Blog Talk. So I just call to listen to the shows and to hear other people talk and sometimes showcase their gifts.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, I haven't
done,
like I said, a program in a long time. Yeah, how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm supposed to be in the hospital, but my doctor let me out because I am trying to figure out my housing situation. And so I have to go back tomorrow. So I'm doing what I can. It's good. It's okay. I feel like I'm making progress, you know.
Well, good. Just to let you know, I'm running out of time. The show comes to an end
in
about
problem.
1 minute. So if you've got a quick question, now's the time to ask.
No, I just say that, you know, just maybe pray with me that the angels are hearing that all my issues get straightened out so I can move forward to heal. More of like a...
What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius. I know it's in God's
hands,
and I know it's already figured out. I'm a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, like... I don't know, more good energy for me because it's going, I'm dealing with an ugly situation and I know I can't change that. I can only just stand up for myself. So maybe just, you know, strength or whatever. Just not like a prayer. I don't know. I don't really need anything.
Sure. I will do a prayer.
Sure,
I
you
can't
do,
do it
sure
on the
do.
Air because I'm about to
That'll
turn
be.
Off here, but I will definitely be praying for you. And to anyone listening, I thank you. Unfortunately, this was only a 30-minute program, but thank you for being here. And, Wanda, I thank you for being here.
Let's do it again.
Yes, we will. I plan on trying to do this on Tuesday and Thursday and Sundays is my intention. Anyway, God bless everyone. Take care and do something special for the new moon and be blessed.
Bye.
Bye-bye.